Grace Amnesiacs. Do you ever find yourself asking God for a sign, anything from Him, to help bolster your faith as you stare down a mountain of trouble? Does He give you one? If He does, how long will that sign truly sustain your belief that He will show up the next time? In Exodus 13, the Israelites had just witnessed God bring 10 plagues on Egypt on their behalf. They were spared. Their animals and firstborn were not harmed in any way. God protected them with a mighty hand that everyone was witness to. Then He led them, visibly, with a cloud by day and a column of fire by night. He led them, and yet they feared. He led an army of 600,000 men, fully armed, and yet He took them the long way because God thought that the people, upon seeing war, might change their minds and return to Egypt. Exodus 13:17. Their faith was not secure enough to believe they were safe in His hands. They often thought it would be better to return to their place of slavery, where they knew what to expect, than to continue following blindly. They spent the better part of 40 years fearing what the future would hold, while God was visibly reassuring them He was there. It's easy for me to sit here and think how thick-necked they really must have been. If I had been one of them, I surely would have believed with my whole heart and never doubted again. Really? I'm ashamed to admit it, but I am just like them. It's happened to me more times than I care to think about. I look at a steep, rocky mountain and think, God, I see no way. He provides a way and makes it obvious that He did it. Then I turn to the side and see a small mound and wonder how I will ever get past it. Grace amnesiacs. That's what many of us are. We know, we've seen the proof, we truly believe, and yet we forget. Set your mind to a continuous replay of the times He has rescued you. Eventually, you will see your obstacles as another opportunity for God's victory to shine through.